Picture in your mind's eye a public housing project. You got it? Good. Now hold on to that image for just a moment. Now, imagine a family with a household income of $285,000 a year. You got that? Good. Now try to put those two images together. And what do you get? High-income Texans living in public housing? This at a time when there are people on the waiting lists looking for affordable places to live? Alexa Ura reports the story for the Texas Tribune. It's the top story right now. Alexa, what's going on?
Well, so this data is part of an audit of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, which has this public housing and offers homes and discounted rent for low-income families in Texas. But because those families only have to have the qualifying limit when they apply, once their income gets over that limit, they can remain in housing. And that's what we're seeing across the state. We have more than 1,000 families living in public housing in Texas that are actually over the income. Now, a lot of those are going to be just a few hundred dollars over, but about 41% are making $10,000 or more above the income cap.
You describe this one particular situation in Olney, Texas, which I used, you know, to set up our conversation. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Olney, Texas, you know, near Wichita Falls, up in North Texas, you have a family who is living in public housing, and they are making so much more than the income cap. They're making almost $200,000 over the cap, with a total income of about $227,000. And they're just an example of those families that get in when the income limit was so much lower. They might have not had as many people in the household. You know, it might have been a single mother who later got remarried and then her income boosted. But so you have these patterns across the state, and you see this the same way in East Texas. It's all over the state where families that really, you know, way beyond the income cap, and, you know, sort of bringing concern as to how these families are able to stay in public housing while there are so many others on the waiting list.
I guess that is the question. How is it that they are able to stay? Is there no mechanism for telling them politely, time's up?
Correct. So the way it works is that the Federal Housing Department leaves it up to local housing authorities, which manage the public housing programs locally. And there's no specific rule that says how long a family can stay in public housing and whether they need to, and there's no sort of automatic eviction once they surpass that income cap. It's really up to the local housing authorities, some of which say, you know, we like economic integration. We like having higher income families in public housing because that helps improve conditions in the area. And so there's a lot of that, but of course you have some housing advocates that say, well, this is great, economic integration is great, but you need to make sure that you have an additional unit available for a poor family in need.
Well, exactly. I mean, there are people who have been waiting for some time to be able to get into public housing where you have these subsidized rents. It seems like, is the program broken somehow?
You know, there's been a lot of back and forth on it and what the real purpose is. Some folks for example, in the Houston Housing Authority, which had the second highest number of households over income, say, you know, we don't want to punish a family for doing well, for being successful and improving their lifestyle. But at the same time, there are questions as to whether at least the state should get rid of some of the most egregious, and that's a term used by the audit of the HUD department, some of these worst scenarios where you really have people making, you know, more than $100,000 over the income cap, and maybe there might be a push to get rid of some of those in order to open up some housing for families in need.
Alexa Ura writes about this story for the Texas Tribune. It's the top story right now. High-income Texans find homes in public housing. Alexa, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.